The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just a wedding planner, tearing it up. Listen, learn,
plan that wedding.
To the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez. So happy that you're joining me and listening. Hey, real quick, before I forget, I have a really cool free resource for you. It's something that I've been talking about for years and years and years. And we have discussed this on the podcast. Priorities, wedding priorities. This is an exercise that you should do before you start any wedding planning. Now, if you've already started wedding planning, you could still do this. This will still work for you. I swear, it's like it's going to do magical things for your wedding planning. It's going to dictate where money goes in your budget. It's going to dictate, you know, the order in which you accomplish the tasks on your planning timeline. It's going to help you when you have this decision that you have to make whether or not to spend a little extra money on some super cool, you know, package that's been discounted for you from a vendor. Priorities, man. It's important. So I have a PDF, and it is the same priorities exercise that I use with my clients. I've been using it for years, and I want you to have it because you need it, okay? So to get it, go to thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com/priorities. thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com/priorities, and you get it for free. And that's just, you know, another gift to you, my friend. I mean, damn. All right. So one more thing I want to mention to you. If you listen to Yawa every month, I love, and you probably love hearing your fellow listeners' voice. So you know we have this phone number, right? And you call in and you leave a voicemail with your wedding planning question. You don't have to say your name. You could be anonymous, however you want to do it. But call me, man. Like, let me hear your voice. Explain your question. I'll play it on Yawa and I'll answer it. That number is 415-723-1625. 415-723-1625. You call it, you get the voicemail, you leave a message, boom. I'm going to answer your question on Yawa. All right, today's episode is a real wedding retrospective with this sweet couple, Elliot and Kenneth, or as Elliot likes to call him, Kenny. Elliot has been a listener for quite a while. She has been so active in our Facebook community, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. If you didn't know, we have a Facebook group, and y'all in there are just like constantly helping each other out. It's just so good to have a community. And I pop in there as much as I'm able. I really need to do it some more, but every once in a while, I'll read a thread and I'll respond, and give some comments or my suggestions. But Elliot, dear sweet Elliot, she was so active in the Facebook community. And when she and Kenny started planning their wedding, a couple of things happened. One would be a Ponzi scheme with a venue that they had booked for their wedding. Another one, you know, COVID. Another one, the wedding planner got banned from their third venue. Another one, guests ghosting them because they required vaccines. I mean, the list goes on, okay? But all the while, Elliot and Kenneth were there for each other. And she and Elliot and Kenny are just so in love. And I know that you are so in love with your partner. And this is just a story not only of a lot of really good tips for you. Like, I know you're going to relate to a lot of what Elliot and Kenneth said in this episode, but it's just a reminder that you can face any obstacle. And wedding planning has many obstacles. For Elliot and Kenny, it was way more than the average, granted. But at the end of the day, Elliot knew that it didn't matter what happened. She wanted to marry Kenny. And in fact, they got married on their original wedding date. Was it the wedding that they had been planning? Not even close to it. But they held out and they had their celebration. It eventually happened. Again, a shit ton of obstacles, okay? I mean, you've got to listen through this episode. It is amazing what they went through, but it's also amazing the love that they have for each other, the love that their families have for them, and the support system. So just know out there that if you're listening right now and you're going through some drama, right, whether it's with your family, your maid of honor, your best friend, your siblings, or you feel kind of guilty because your wedding day is not going to go as you planned, and for some reason you feel guilty feeling bad about it, or you know you're over budget in an area and it's really getting on you and you're struggling. Whatever struggle or obstacle you are facing right now, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through it. And you need to rely on your love for your partner and the relationships that are positive and good in your life. Take a wedding planning break if needed. Whatever it is you're going through, it's okay. You're going to get through it. And I think that this episode should serve as inspiration for that. So I want to thank our guests, Elliot and Kenny, again, for taking the time to sit with me on Zoom and record this episode. Elliot, your energy, your bubbly smiles and laughs, I still hear them. I still see your face. You all are just wonderful. I wish you all the love, joy, and happiness this world has to offer to you. All right, let's jump into this episode. Love you, love your show.
I'm Elliot Olson. I'm 27 and I live in Kansas City. And I have been planning a wedding for over 3 years.
And you're Scorpio.
And I'm a Scorpio. I don't know what that means, but I guess if anybody else does, my best friend will really appreciate that when she listens.
My name is Kenny or Kenneth or any other name she comes up with on the spot. I am a Sagittarius. Not that I really care. Yeah, and this is going to be a fun retrospective of our wedding.
Yes.
And I can't wait to tell the world.
The world.
This is quite the story. Okay. Elliot, did you reach out to us over those past 3 years? You have, right? Like with questions or comments. Did you pop up on any of our IG lives?
I would pop into IG lives, but I wasn't like active in them. I was like not asking questions. I was more just watching. But I did email you several times, and it was funny, like looking back at the things I was emailing you about, wanting to like shake the version of me who's so worried about like what our menu was or this or that. Like, oh my gosh, you have no idea how bad it's going to get like in the future. Why are you worried about the caterer when, you know, everything's going to fall apart? So.
Oh my God. Well, from these past few minutes, 10 minutes we've been on Zoom, you seem so fun and bubbly and positive. So I have no doubt you went through this kind of shitty experience with grace. Would I be right in that, Kenny?
So you kind of touched upon one of the reasons I married her is like, she's been through a lot of stuff in her life, but she remains upbeat and positive and just an amazing person throughout all of it. That being said, during some of the wedding planning things, when things kind of fell out of place, I don't want to say bridezilla, but you know, a little worrying popped up that I normally don't see with her.
Okay. Much. Some of those kind of like moments when you're like, who is that? What happened? What happened?
You know, more of kind of that, but also just a lot of me trying to calm her down. Like, hey, because I'm a very go with the flow type person.
Yes.
Where she is not so much.
That's why I married him, because I am not. So.
So there's a lot of trying to get her to relax a lot more than normal anyway going on.
Yes.
Well, look at that. You even each other out. All right. Well, let's jump in here because there's a lot to talk about. I want to say congratulations because legally everybody else is going to know now that legally you were married on March 21st, 2020. So like, holy shit, COVID time. Everybody was like, I don't know what's going on. So you pulled that off. I don't know how, by the way, because I remember at that time researching it, like people, you must have gotten your marriage license, obviously, before all the shit went down.
Mm-hmm. We
but
did.
Like, who married you? How did that even happen?
So the morning of our wedding or the morning before, our best man, Kenny's best friend, who had traveled down for the wedding, got ordained online and married us in my parents' living room. So,
and was this the original wedding date or what it was?
It was. Yeah.
So you had like the whole big thing planned out at a venue, everybody, you were like,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So
we, the week before I kind of had been seeing things about COVID mm-hmm. come up and I was like, I think this is going to be something.
Yeah.
But we kind of brushed it off because at the time there was like maybe one case in the state of Kansas,
mm-hmm.
like the week before. So we're like, it shouldn't really affect anything. And then the Sunday morning before our wedding, I think it was, we met up with our DJ, the guy who was going to be our DJ at the original wedding,
mm-hmm.
kind of going over, you know, our song preferences and,
yeah,
all that stuff.
That Sunday was really rough because we started with the DJ and went to my parents after. My parents live really close to us and we were like, we talked to our DJ and we're in a good mood, and they're like, sit down. And we sat down and they were like, okay, first of all, grandma is sick. She didn't have COVID, but it was kind of like
scary.
It was scary. Oh. We know she didn't have COVID, but it was like, she's not going to be at the wedding in a week. And they were like, things are getting bad. Things have been canceled. I think March Madness had just been canceled. My dad's work had like grounded all traveling. And they were like, we probably should not do this. And we were like, it'll be fine. I remember just sitting there like, you know, my stomach was dropped. I was crying. I was like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be smaller, but it'll be okay. So Sunday through the day, we called every single guest who was like high risk or older or traveling from a high risk location and kind of uninvited them. And then I think it was probably 5 p.m. when the CDC came out and said that they didn't recommend having events over 50 people. And so we called our venue and we canceled and we pared our guest list down to 50 people to have it at my parents' house. So that was Sunday night. So we went from meeting with our DJ, we're going to dance to this song, to like, we're going to have it at my parents' house.
Within like 5 hours or 10 hours or something.
Yeah. And then we started talking to these 50 people And it very naturally turned into 14, 15 people because just so many people were like, we don't feel comfortable, which we understood. So, which was good too, because the guidelines that week were changing like every single day, 50 people, 20 people, 10 people. So
no people.
So it ended up being good that it was, you know, self-selecting to a very small group. But that Sunday, that I think that was the 15th of March, was really, really hard.
So. Yeah. Okay. So that in and of itself is like, holy shit, because, you know, after we all kind of got used to being in shelter in place, then all of these micro weddings started coming down and I was doing all these virtual weddings for people like, but you, I mean, that was within days of everybody. I mean, I remember March 17th was the day we were like, that's it, folks. We're in the house. That is it. So this was March 21st. Okay. So backing up, talk to me about Noah's.
So Noah's was an event venue, event center, just a run-of-the-mill. It was in a nice area of town. It was a nice venue. And her family, some people from her family had been at events at this location that we toured. Mm-hmm. However, let's back up one more day. We moved from Manhattan, Kansas to Kansas City. That was an ordeal because I got sideswiped in the U-Haul on the highway. So that turned our 2.5 hour drive into like a 4 hour ordeal because we had to wait for highway patrol and all this other stuff. It's a really hot day. I got really dehydrated. It was just a rough day. And then the next morning around 6 a.m., I get awoken by my lovely wife to be, at the time, my bride to be. And she's like, our wedding is canceled. Tears in her eyes. And I'm like, what did I do? I had no idea what was going on. It turns out that Noah's was going out of business because apparently they were a Ponzi scheme of some sort where they were taking retirees' money and promising like, hey, it's an investment. We're building event centers and all this other stuff. But they weren't building all of the event spaces they said they were. So they were also doing that while also taking, was it wedding couples' money up ahead of time?
Yeah.
So our
deposits.
The deposits, yeah. Yes. So the one locally was closing down. They said they would not be refunding any of the money.
And we had, well, so my parents, we're incredibly fortunate that I have parents who were paying for our wedding and had kind of always planned that. And they also had gotten like the Southwest credit card and were trying to get that companion pass. And so they had wanted to pay for everything in full. So they had paid in full for the venue the day that we booked it. And we actually learned, I think the day or two after we paid in full is when the company, Noah's Corporation, because we had several locations, had filed for bankruptcy.
Really?
Yeah.
But was that in February or when was that?
I think it was, no, because we didn't get engaged. It was in May. We got engaged April 19th,
2019. Okay.
Yeah. So we moved quickly because I was listening to your podcast before we got engaged and booked the venue. And then May, I guess they went bankrupt, but we didn't know.
Right.
And then it was August when they sent me that they were closing and would not do our wedding. And yes, I probably should not have told Kenny that our wedding canceled. I probably should not have done that. That was probably not the nicest thing. However, I was very stressed in the moment and they had blocked me on social media and they had blocked my phone number when I tried to call them about getting our money back.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Had you already been in contact with them? Were you DMing? What do you mean?
They sent an email.
At like 5:52 a.m. And I was awake because I was working.
In August.
Yep. That's what their email is what was telling us, like, hey, by the way, sucks to suck. We're going out of business, but keeping your money.
Yeah. So,
And they probably blocked everybody on social. Like maybe they shut it down. Who knows? And your phone number.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, they're emailing us. They're awake. So I went to their Facebook page and started messaging them. Hey, I had my wedding booked in March 2020. How do I get my money back? I need my money back. And they said, more details to come. And I was like, when? And then they blocked me. And then I picked up the phone and called them, and nobody answered. I called later in the day, nobody answered. And then I called later in the day, and like either the number was gone or they had blocked my phone number.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, just for kind of reference, Noah's had 42 event venues in 25 states. Okay. More than 500 employees when it filed for bankruptcy. And I think there was like 7,500 couples were affected by this, and nobody got money back. And you in particular, your parents just were like, let's just pay the whole thing up front.
Yeah. I think this leads to a really great wedding tip though, which is pay with a credit card if you can.
Yes.
Because we did get our money back, not from Noah's, but because my parents like disputed the charge as fraudulent.
Yes.
On their credit card.
And I just got one of those credit cards to do the companion pass, and it is through Chase. I don't know if your parents were, and Chase is fantastic. I do. Yeah. Okay. So there's great tip, because if you all would have paid cash check, they'd have been screwed. So I think that's such a great tip too, because I feel like a lot of people don't, you know, anybody should be, when you're paying for anything for a wedding, use a credit card. People get a credit card specifically for the wedding that gives you travel points. So you can use that for the honeymoon, but yes, for instances like this, because they will protect you in many instances. Okay. So that was kind of big blow number one. That's a huge one, by the way, because that's your venue.
It was funny because when that happened, you know, the thing, everybody always says with wedding planning, something's going to go wrong, which I wholeheartedly agree with at this point. Everybody said to me, they were like, that's your thing. Something's going to go wrong. That was your thing. That went wrong. Everything's going to be perfect because that was your thing. Which ended up not being the case. We had some other things, but it's just so funny looking back how awful that felt, like to have our venue like ripped out when I was really
That's a big thing. It's not like one of those little things where I would have said, well, if that's the worst thing that happens, we're okay. That's kind of like, that's kind of one of the worst things. Okay. So then what'd you do? I mean, other than the money and all that, like, what'd you do to, well, we didn't know about COVID. This was all. So did you start looking for another venue right away?
We did. Yeah.
However, she did start looking for venues because of who she is as a person. She's very on top of things. Mm-hmm. This was also the day. So the day all this was going down, Noah's, we also were moving into our apartment in the Kansas City area, which was very,
that was eventful too, but
everything was dirty. The carpet was still wet from them cleaning it. So it just kind of added to the stress of that.
It was a stressful couple of days. It was just funny how things kind of piled up between the truck hitting the U-Haul and the apartment being gross and Noah's. But I mean, even though we were moving, I was in venues like the next day.
Cool.
To tour. And like, so we ended up booking another venue, I think like 2 or 3 days later. And they were offering discounts for Noah's brides.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Kenny and I actually were on like the local news about the Noah's thing. So we were really fortunate just because like the wedding community was so compassionate. And so many, like I had probably 5 or 6 venues reach out and offer me like a half off venue.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was amazing. And we ended up getting this amazing venue, amazing family, called the Overland Park Ballroom, and booked there a couple days later. So
great. That's fantastic. Okay. So you book another venue, you're back on track there. Okay. All right. And then what happens then? That was in August, within literally 2 days. Wonderful. Okay. So you keep going with wedding planning.
Yeah, wedding planning. I mean, you know, I had tried so hard to get everything kind of done. I had like listened to the order that you recommended doing it, and I had all my lists. So I would say we were probably pretty done wedding planning in 2019. 2020, we didn't have a ton to do. So, you know, had a photographer. We hired a planner, hired a caterer. I, you know, got my dress and my girls got their dresses, and Kenny got a custom Brooks Brothers suit.
Ooh, Brooks Brothers. Nice, Kenny.
What's that? Her dad is a very nice man.
Yeah. Wow. Brooks Brothers is like, you know, very old school. Very, very nice. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we just kind of kept rolling with wedding planning. And I would say things went pretty well up until kind of when COVID was hitting.
Sure.
So kind of like the week before COVID, like the week before our wedding, the person who I then had as my maid of honor decided to fly to New York, and New York was already really a hot spot.
Ooh.
And I kind of told her before traveling, I was like, if we have this wedding, my grandmas are going to be there. My family's going to be there. It's an enclosed ballroom. You can't go to New York and come to my wedding. And she flew to New York. So I would say as far as the COVID week, that was
sounds kind of familiar. Did you talk to us about this? Did you write to us about that? That sounds so familiar to me.
I don't know if I did or not. I definitely put it in like the huge document.
Okay.
So it might have been in there, but yeah, it was that really sucked. It was kind of a fatal blow, I think, to our friendship, just because I didn't understand that. So that was kind of the first COVID blow, just because I was like, I can't have you in my wedding if you might have COVID. We didn't know anything about it yet. And then March 15th is kind of at the beginning when we were talking about when we canceled the big event, canceled the event at the ballroom and moved it to my parents' house. That was March 15th. And then, you know, the guest list really shrunk down. I think we had 16 people, including us and our photographer, there on the day of our wedding. And then I got married on the 21st at my parents' house. It was a very surreal day because all of this was happening. I mean, it was obviously happy, but it was really weird. It was a weird day.
Did you have any moments of sadness, or were you just kind of like, cause this is what's crazy. I mean, I'm thinking just kind of putting my mind in where you could have been, like everybody in the world was kind of like numb period. But then it's your wedding day and you have within days, it drastically changed. I mean, you got married on your wedding date. But it went from at a venue, so many people, to literally your parents' home, you know, 14 people. And were you nervous at all? Were you like, God, I hope nobody gets COVID. Like, I hope I don't get COVID. Like, did that occur to you? Or did you keep your frame of mind around the wedding? Were you able to kind of compartmentalize all of this?
So first of all, yes, there were definitely moments of sadness. I think it was probably a harder day it was hard for both of us in very different ways. I'm very much a people person, and we were going to have 180 people at a ballroom, and I was going to be hanging out with my best friends from like 8 in the morning, like the whole wedding experience. It wasn't, I mean, obviously the most important part was saying our vows and getting married, but I was so looking forward to like seeing my grandmas and seeing all these, you know, long distance friends and family. So it was really hard thinking of like who was not there on that day. And then I think I also felt very selfish for being sad about the wedding because so much was happening. And, you know, I actually studied, you know, public health as part of my degree in college and had in the back of my mind how bad this could get. And so I felt very selfish for caring about the fact that, you know, I didn't get to get my hair done. So,
your hair and makeup artist didn't come, like you didn't do the getting ready stuff that you thought, like it was completely different.
Yeah. And I think it was hard for Kenny, probably harder in a bigger way because your mom couldn't be there.
Yeah. Kenny, give us your take.
So my mom's a nurse and I'm originally from North Dakota. And it really hadn't hit North Dakota yet. COVID really hadn't made its way up there yet, but she got like a sore throat. I think that Monday before our wedding. So just out of an abundance of caution, she decided not to come with my dad on the way down. So that kind of sucked. I mean, that was probably the biggest, the saddest moment for me was my mom couldn't be there.
Yeah.
My dad, my brother made it. The majority of my groomsmen still came down. Some of my cousins did too. And one of my aunts. So I had a decent amount of family there. I mean, I think my family was over half of the people that were actually at our wedding.
Yeah.
Because I think you had your parents and then Audrey and your sister.
And Paul and Liam.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I grew up in Kansas City or Kansas City area. And so the wedding was very close to most of the people I knew and had invited. But I think because there were COVID cases in Kansas and it was more real here and we were in a city, most of the people who I was like, I still want you to come to my parents' house. They were like, we're so sorry, we can't. Like was completely fine. I completely understand why people felt that way. But one of the sad parts of the day for me was after we got married, we had pizza and champagne in my parents' basement. And I was like sitting alone for part of that. And that's fine. It's not the end of the world, but I just like was looking forward to this day where you're so busy and everybody wants to talk to you and you're being pulled in all these directions and everybody you love is in one room. And I was sitting alone. Nobody was talking to me because Kenny's buddies were all there. And my best friend, who ended up being my maid of honor, came, but she was talking, you know, with Kenny's friends and my family.
It was a bunch of dudes my age and one girl her age. So
she's gorgeous. She's the prettiest person on earth. So I do not blame her that all of the men were talking to her, but...
Yeah, it was like the day after your wedding. It was celebrating that you got married.
Right.
Hey, I have an idea. I am thinking about recording an episode where you ask me anything. Now, this isn't a Yawa. I do Yawas every month. I answer wedding planning questions all the time. However, over the years, I do get asked some random questions here and there. And so I'm putting a shout out right now. Ask me anything. AMA. Ask me anything. Maybe it's about podcasting. Maybe it's about being a wedding planner. Maybe it's about married life. You know, being a mom, being a daughter. I don't know. Ask me anything. The way I want you to do this is send me an email or DM me on Instagram. So if you send me an email, make sure you put AMA in the subject line and send it to thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. Put AMA at the beginning of your message and go ahead and ask me something. And I'll record an episode. I think it'll be fun. I don't know. What do you think? If you think so too, and you got some question you're wondering, ask me anything. All right, now let's get back to the show.
What about your wedding planner? What role did the wedding planner play in this? I mean, the wedding planner didn't show up, I'm assuming. Did the wedding planner help you with this part of things? Like what went down with that?
So we kind of followed the plan for what the rehearsal dinner was going to be like, because I really wanted it to be very low-key, casual, like pizza, soda, like ice cream, which to me screams, nothing screams casual like pizza and soda.
So that was what our wedding was. So because we had planned our rehearsal dinner, we just moved it a night and did the same like local pizza place. You know,
they were able to deliver pizza to you. They were able to do that. Good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, there was the shutdown in Kansas City hadn't happened yet.
So I see.
Businesses were still open, like on a semi-voluntary basis.
Yeah. Okay. So our wedding dinner, the plan was that we transfer kind of the service we had with her to, we tried to replan for October. So October 2020 was like our next date, and we were going to have it at the same venue. We got a day that every single vendor could do. You know, just pretty quickly, we're like, things will be better in October. And so
we all thought that.
Not involved at all with the wedding day. But our photographer, Beth Stratbucker, she's phenomenal. And we like fell in love with her the second we met her. She came to our wedding at my parents' house. And I was like, I want you to be at our reception so you don't have to come. And she's like, I'm not going to let you get married and not have photos. And so she came, she didn't charge us. She took all of our portraits and, you know, stayed for the whole ceremony, part of the party, all of the, you know, toasts in the basement. So we did have a photographer there.
We still got our wedding first look that we were planning on.
So. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Okay. So that's what happened in 2020. You got legally married. Did you do a Zoom component at all? Did you do any of that?
We did Facebook Live, and
it's funny.
We actually had like 1,000 people watching.
Holy crap.
Like, which is weird.
Nobody had anything to do.
Yeah.
Nobody, everything had been canceled. So it was like almost every single friend of mine on Facebook watched it.
Damn, you have a lot of friends on Facebook.
So I don't know most of them. So.
They're like, what's going on here? We're home. Okay, great. Okay, so now let's fast forward to, where should we go? Let's go to, so you had rescheduled to October 2020. Yeah. Clearly that didn't happen.
Right. Legally we could have had it. But I emailed the venue and I was like, I don't feel comfortable with this. I was really holding out for a vaccine, and they responded that they were closing. The Overland Park Ballroom, our second venue.
They went out of business.
They unfortunately went bankrupt.
Damn it.
They were so nice. They were the nicest people. We felt so sad for that family. But yeah, they didn't survive COVID.
They were going to host all events through 2020. Mm-hmm. They legally could, which they could, but yeah. We just didn't feel safe. We didn't want to worry about having a wedding with masks on.
Yeah.
With our, you know, older, like her, she still has both of her grandma's thing.
Yeah.
We didn't endanger them or anything.
Yeah.
So second venue closes. Did you get a deposit back?
We kind of came to an agreement with them. We had paid them in full for the entirety of the venue rental at a discount because they had given us that Noah's discount and the entire bar package because we were 5 days out. And we had let them keep the bar package money because we thought we would have an event in October.
Yeah.
So they gave us all of the bar package money back, which was about half of what we had paid them.
Yeah. And they were going to host events in 2020. It's just that you decided that you didn't want to do that. Okay. Oof. Okay. So second venue closes. Then what happens? Because now we're past October. Yes.
Yeah. So we kind of took a wedding planning break, I would say, because I didn't want the heartbreak of booking things and it getting canceled again.
Sure.
So I was kind of like, we are not going to plan this until there's a vaccine.
Yep.
So we
You're already married. You're already married.
We were like, we want to do it safely. So we both got vaccinated on March 19th, 2021.
Uh-huh.
And we got to get vaccinated very early because we both work in tech. That was like one of the accelerated groups in Missouri. And I think it was like the next day we toured the wedding venue we ended up having a reception at with our planner.
Okay.
So our planner had really kind of like, I had said, I want to look at this venue or this venue or this venue. And she was like, I'm going to show you this venue because I'm working with them as their exclusive planner. And I will give it to you, you know, waive the venue costs and just have you pay staff costs. So we were like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, too good to be true. My dad has already lost, you know,
so much. Yeah.
And I felt like, okay, let's go look. And we looked at it and we fell in love with it.
Cool.
So we signed a contract that day to have our wedding on March 19th, 2022.
Okay.
So that was going really well. It like felt like, you know, I got a lot of our vendors to transfer to March 19th, 2022, because it was about a year of warning. And things were feeling good. And then the week that I was getting save the dates printed, my planner emailed me and she said, I'm no longer working with this venue. So everything's fine, but if they contact you, tell me. And I was like, okay, that's kind of strange. It was just kind of a strange email. It was clearly written very hastily. Maybe should have been a phone call. And so I responded and I was like, hey, I am getting our save the dates printed this week. Is my wedding going to happen? And she was like, yes, everything's going to be fine.
And I quote, as of right now, we should still be all set to move forward with this venue.
As of right now.
That really got me. I was like, so what's going on here?
Yeah.
Why would you word it that way?
So anyways, I sent save the dates. That was in June for a March wedding because North Dakota, lots of out-of-town people. August, she emails me early August. Here's the whole email. I'm afraid I have some bad news. We need to look for a new venue. I have been banned from 28 Event Space and myself and my staff are not allowed to step foot in there.
What?
Don't you think that should have been a phone call?
Yeah. Banned?
Yes. So I did not respond to her. I didn't respond to the email. I told my parents called the venue. And the venue was like, we'll still have your event. We cannot allow that planner back in.
What did she do?
We'll give you the tea later, but I think there might be some pending litigation.
Let me just ask you this. Did the venue tell you enough for you to be like, yeah, we'll forego working with this planner and stay with the venue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I talked to the venue too, and they made it very clear that it was something about her wrongdoing and not about them being discriminatory or, you know, moody or like whatever. They were like, you know, we felt very comfortable with them. So I have not responded to my planner who dropped this bomb on me via email. We started
via email.
Other planners. So we interviewed 6 planners. Immediately 3 were eliminated because they were not vaccinated.
Okay.
This was August of 2021.
Yeah. So
that's just like a whole, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But we ended up hiring our planner who actually planned our event, Erica Turner. And she was like the most amazing person. I'm still like, I feel like she's still my friend and, you know, we adore her. So, she helped us talk to the venue, get the same kind of like payment rate that we were getting, just paying for staff and cleaning and stuff, and, worked everything out with us and the venue. And like, we were able to move forward. So,
yeah, we wanted to, before we fired our other coordinator, we wanted to make sure the venue was still set, like to have our event and then also get our next one lined up. So after, you know, we got don't know, probably 3 or 4 confirmations from the venue, like, hey, yeah, we're still good. Mm-hmm. The contract is still valid, AKA we just have to pay for staffing, essentially. Mm-hmm. And we got our new planner. I did email our old planner, let her know, like, hey, we're going to go in a different direction. Because to me, like, to us, it was like, we could stick with her, but like, what if she does something again and gets kicked out of another venue?
Sure.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So, but when we emailed her, we, you know, tried really hard not to like be mean. We were like, we just love this venue. We're going to stick with them. And,
we didn't ask for money back or anything from her because she did provide service, you know, a service to us. And her reply was fine. There was like almost like a little bit of spice in it, but it wasn't anything to
write home about.
Yeah.
So I think that I would say that was the biggest, like, major hurdle. We had a couple other little ones, but that was definitely the last one where I was like,
what else could possibly.
So just to be honest, we're on our third venue now, our second wedding planner.
Wow. Okay.
Well, unless you count my parents' living room, then we'd be on our fourth venue.
So. All right. Well, okay. So we're still at a venue we love. We've got a good price on the venue. You're with a planner you love. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're in August of 21. The wedding is in, March of 22. Mm-hmm. September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months. Okay. Now what?
There were a couple of other, I feel like, kind of bumps in the road. Like when I reached out to our caterer, they had kind of changed suppliers and vegan. So I was like really interested in them because they had like a good vegan option.
Oh, you're vegan. You're vegan. You cut out for a second there. You're vegan. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So they kind of had cut out all of their vegan options and raised their prices. So we ended up having to find a new caterer. We booked them in like January, which it was a little stressful in the moment, but our new caterer was phenomenal. So we were very happy with the change ultimately.
Yeah, they just, I don't know, the old caterer just didn't seem like they wanted to work with us on anything.
Right.
They tripled their prices, took out like the main items we were excited about.
Yeah.
So that was just, it was just weird. It seemed like they didn't really want our business.
Yeah.
Well, I will interject there and say that this is probably also kind of a symptom of COVID and small businesses and catering companies, and the cost of food went up immensely. And, you know, finding staff was insanely, and still is for many catering companies, really hard. Yeah. So the way that a lot of them made up for it was by raising their prices, eliminating weddings that just weren't worth it to them anymore financially. So yeah, but that sucks for you. But that is another trickle down effect that we are still experiencing as a result of the pandemic.
Right. Yeah. And it was just, we were going to have a caterer who was a restaurant and did catering kind of on the side. And before they were like, you know, yeah, we'll get this vegan item to make vegan tacos. We'll do this, we'll do that. And it was, you know, obviously expensive, like vegan food is usually pricier when you're eating out. But it got to the point where they were like, oh yes, we will give everybody one vegan meatball. And that one vegan meatball is $24. So I was kind of like, I could go to Whole Foods.
Yeah. Why don't you just take me back and kick me in the meatballs? How about that?
So, you know, I completely think it was a supply chain thing, but it was like one final, like, you know, nail in the
coffin. Yeah.
We also had to switch our bakery kind of last minute, just because, again, the bakery that we were going to use to make a vegan cake was having like short staffed issues, and just they were not doing cakes at all anymore. So we did that kind of last minute, but that wasn't a big deal. And our cake was like incredible. It was so good.
Yeah.
But those were kind of the last hurdles. And our wedding day was actually, or wedding reception day, actually, I mean, it basically went perfect. So, well, pretty,
yes,
very
it went very well. It was
comparatively,
Everything about the wedding was great.
Did you redo the ceremony? Tell us how you did that, because a lot of listeners question that and how to go about it.
Okay, so first of all, kind of the decision for that, it seemed cheesy to me to pretend we were not married when we've been married for 2 years. So we did a vow renewal. And we did the same reading. My mom did a reading on our wedding day in 2020 in the living room. She did the same wedding reading in 2022. We did have my dear friend, my old speech coach, officiate. But we called it a vow renewal, and our vows, we wrote vows to each other, and they talked about what we had learned in the first 2 years of marriage, because it was almost exactly our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And kind of talked about how strong our relationship has become during COVID and all of this crap that we've been talking about for the last.
Yeah.
So we did a vow renewal, but like the decision I think was like, I wanted my grandma's and Kenny's mom to see a ceremony. Like I felt like they would appreciate that. And I also wanted my dad to walk me down the aisle, not walk me down the hallway of his house. And having that moment, that was like the best part of the day for me, is when my dad walked me down the aisle. So.
And Kenny, your mom was there, right?
She was. And I got my dance with my mom at the wedding, and that was really special. For more comedic factor, the Monday before our wedding, our tux rental place called, and they're like, hey, this location is closing.
This was for the guys. This was for the groomsmen.
This is for the guys.
He had his Brooks Brothers suit. He's one of the few people who didn't gain weight during COVID, so Brooks Brothers suit still fit.
Yes.
Okay, I hate you, but go ahead.
So for whatever reason, she had not been in contact with him ever. Like I was, it was my guy, so I was always the point of contact for the tux rentals if there's any issues or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they called my wife the Monday before our actual vow renewal, our wedding, our celebration.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, this location is closing. The manager there quit without notice. And that's how they led. They should have led like, hey, nothing's wrong. You just got to go to a different store. We just had to go to a store that was quite a little farther away.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, it was just weird. Just to kind of add to the wedding story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough place also goes out of business.
So.
Or that one specifically closed. It was a chain store. So they had one like 30 minutes away. Just another thing adding to it though. Yeah. And then the day of the wedding, when her dad and I are picking up our Costco sheet cakes, which is great. If you have a Costco near you, they taste delicious and they are very cheap.
I agree.
You want to keep costs down. I got an email on that I checked, and apparently I had opened a bank account with Bank of America 2 days prior, which is not true. So on top of our wedding day, apparently my identity got stolen.
Holy shit.
So okay. I'm dealing with that still right now.
Oh my God.
But I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, I can't deal with this today. I got other stuff going on. And I was like, this is Monday Kenny's problem.
Our anniversary.
Which was our anniversary, yes.
So I mean, okay. Yeah. So.
But otherwise, the wedding day was really good.
Otherwise. Okay. I want to go back to, I like that you did it as a vow renewal. Okay. I love that, you talked about those first 2 years of marriage. I think that's such a great way. And I've said that before, like, you don't have to do a mock ceremony. You're married. Let's do a vow renewal. Let's reiterate that if I had to do all over again, I would still marry this person. The reception went off well. Here's what I want to get to. I want to know, what do you think, or how did you keep your sanity or lift each other up or stay positive through all of this shit that went down? And by the way, anybody listening right now that has had a couple little things here and there happen, this episode's going to make you feel better. But I mean, how do you keep your spirits up? How do you keep going? Because I remember you saying that at one point you were kind of just like, you know what, let's just forget this. Like, why even have this, you know, reception at this point. Did you ever feel like that?
I did after Overland Park Ballroom closed, and that kind of break in wedding planning. You know, my dad, I think, helped us keep our sanity, or helped me at least keep my sanity, like more than anything else, because during that break, I would say, well, if we ever have a reception, and my dad would say, when we have a reception. And he was like, he loves a big party. My parents have incredible friends. And he was, you know, the kind of vibe was like, you guys deserve to celebrate your love and your marriage, like, you know, most people get to. And that really kept me going. But I think also, like, having married somebody who's just like the ultimate prize, you know, I was kind of like, okay, I got so lucky with my husband. Maybe I didn't have the most luck wedding planning. But I guess that's kind of the trade-off for like having the most amazing husband on earth. So I kind of like leaned into like, I get to marry Kenny, and so it's fine. So I don't know how you kept your positivity. I think
Well, I'm just a naturally like go with the flow person. Like, oh, that sucks, I guess. I mean, knowing you though, I'm like, well, Elliot will figure it out because of her personality.
Well, and I mean, something, you know, going back to the beginning when you said your friends were joking around, like, this is a sign, this is a sign, you know, it wasn't a normal time in history or in our lives. There was COVID and everything that happened, well, except the Noah's thing, they went bankrupt before COVID. That thing was like, they screwed over so many people. And I remember hearing about it when it happened. I remember people talking about it in the Facebook community. And I think Christy had read about it, and we talked about it once on the podcast. But
you did.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that day.
I faintly remember it. I have a terrible memory. But I think what I'm trying to get at is that these things happened as a result of COVID. And, you know, so many people were affected by it the way you, not exactly the way you were. I would say your story is quite one thing after another, but
right.
I just did a search on my Facebook community, and I'm literally scrolling through all of your posts, by the way. I just did a search for you, and I just think you're so friggin', I was like, oh God, oh no. Ah, oh, this is good. This is good. Oh, look at that picture. But you were so active in the community, and you got so many people like responding to you and helping you out, which was probably very helpful.
Well, and I think, like, you know, the things that were hardest for me to keep my positivity about were the things where I felt like a person had done something wrong, or a person had kind of wronged us. So Noah's was very hard for that reason, because I felt like people had made business decisions that had hurt us, or, you know, the person who was going to be my maid of honor flying to New York and kind of quitting the week. Yeah. That was hard. Or like our planner getting banned from the venue was hard, but the rest of it, I think we kind of kept the attitude of, we're healthy, we're employed, we have a house, we have our families, you know, like, yeah, wedding planning was really rough, but like, I'm not going to complain about a rough wedding planning experience that much when, you know, we never got COVID. My parents were healthy. His parents were healthy. You know, we have a house. We were able to buy a house during COVID. We both got better jobs. Like, overall COVID experience, we have been so fortunate. So the wedding was really just kind of the one.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people in the world have had a lot worse of a situation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm so happy for you both. And I am so thankful that you are such a big part of our Facebook community through all this. I'm so happy that you listened to the podcast and reached out to us. I am happy that we were able to help you at least a little bit, although I probably would have been like, oh my God, I might have cried with you a couple of times. And I'm just happy that to have met you and seen your both your smiling faces, and it all turned out just wonderfully. Mm-hmm. And the way that it was supposed to be for you, that was your journey, even though you didn't, whether you wanted it or not, you know?
Yeah.
So
it still delivered. I mean, yeah. I don't really cry, but there were tears in my eyes a little bit when she was walking down the aisle with her dad, the day of our vow renewal, if you will.
Yeah. And we learned a lot of lessons that like were great wedding planning lessons, but they were also like great, like life lessons. Like when I was talking to Kenny earlier, I was like, I'm really glad we moved past all of this and had our event, but like, I'm also glad we allowed ourselves to kind of sit in it when it sucked, you know? Like one thing that ended up sucking, kind of, I guess, a final, like, you know, little kick on the wedding day is we required vaccines, and a lot of people we loved chose not to come. And, you know, that's their choice, but a lot of them never even said anything to us. They didn't even say, hey, we disagree here and we're not going to be there, but we love you. They just kind of ghosted us. And like, giving ourselves time to sit in the things that sucked, sit in each cancellation, each event, each, you know, person who chose not to be there with us. Like, I think that was important too. So
sure. Yeah. Yeah. That was a whole nother set of complexities with these weddings during COVID. And even, you know, now, I mean, some people still are like, you gotta be vaccinated to come, but, COVID schmovid, y'all are married. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on and talking to us. And I hope that people listening learned. I think the biggest non-pandemic related, you know, really great tip is use a credit card, people. Whenever you can, use a damn credit card, because that's always been a scare before COVID. Like, what if they go out of business? What happens? Mm-hmm. What if they go bankrupt? What happens? Well, you could always fall back on your credit card company. And just this overall message of positivity. And it's okay. You know, I think another place you touched on that a lot of people wrote to us and felt really bad about is that I felt guilty feeling sad, you know, that I wasn't getting the wedding experience that I had wanted and dreamt of. You know, so many people felt that way, and that's human, you know, and it's just totally human and it's valid. So
yeah,
you're both lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes. This is just like the most exciting. So thank you so much.
It is so my pleasure. Have a lovely evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. You can get more wedding planning tips from the Big Wedding Planning Podcast YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast, and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join me and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. Have a wedding planning question or just want to get in touch? You can email me at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or my personal favorite, call and leave a voicemail at 415-723-1625. And you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Love you. Love the show. Bye.